This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What? You people are still alive? Holy cow, I thought you'd all be gone by now. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I'm talking, of course, about the dreaded coronavirus. A few more cases have hit the U.S. What are we up to? Like 20? TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I know some of you are alive because you're calling me, you're checking in. I appreciate you doing that. I want to make sure you're okay. Yeah, because I figured by now I'd be broadcasting like from a bunker and, you know, be behind some barbed wire fence with Marines standing guard and we were keeping out the zombie horde because that's the way the left describes it. Glad you guys are hanging in there. If you have hung in there, you've noticed a lot of people dropping out of the race. It's pretty much down to two now, isn't it? Oh, wait, Gabbard may still be in it. Little Gat, what's her name? Tulsi. Didn't forget her name. Tulsi Gabbard. See, they're wondering, is she going to qualify now for the debate? The stage is now clear. No more jockeying. Just three people, technically. And I know it's down to two, which, as I said the other day, it's really down to one. Oh, well, here's what it is. What's with our audio here? Having some issues. The pandemic that hit America for, what, less than 20 cases. I know there were four cases in New York, one in San Francisco. Now, the governor of California, we're declaring a state of emergency for the flu or the cold. And Donald Trump, what they want is for the president to give them a lot of money. And then they'll take that money and they'll spend it on, what, illegals? More people died in Chicago last weekend than have died from the coronavirus in the entire country. And that's probably going to be the case for some time. Do you think they're going to ask for more funding for all these cities where crime is running rampant? Black people are dying. Do you want to know what a pandemic is? A pandemic is black death in places where Democrats rule, where Democrats are alive and well and leading the charge. Black death by way of abortion, black death by way of gun, black death by way of suicide, black death by way of crime. I said that with guns, right? So that's your real pandemic, but they don't seem to care. Democrats continually provide the answer to how stupid can you get? Have you ever asked that of your child? Boy, how stupid can you get? How stupid can you be? Well, Democrats answer that. And there, they politicize it. They politicize everything. Donald Trump, why are you shutting down the borders, you xenophobe? You don't like Chinese people. Well, I did as a preemptive measure for coronavirus so we would not have thousands of deaths. Look at him. He doesn't like Asians and Chinese. Chinese people, please vote for us. We're protecting you. And then they go, well, we have three coronavirus cases, and Donald Trump didn't ask for enough money. He only asked for $2.5 billion, and we tried to give him $8. So Donald Trump says, okay, I'll take your $8. You're giving it to me, I'll take it, but we're not going to deploy the resources. He's very frugal. Good for him. Politicize it, though. Lefty, politicize it. He shouldn't have closed the borders. Oh, thank God he closed the borders. Why are there not thousands of cases in America like there are in Italy? Like there are in South Korea? Japan? Because the president preemptively closed the doors, the border. Barack Obama let bird flu come in. He did not preemptively do it, and it killed a lot of folks. But it wasn't a pandemic. Maybe he didn't want to get us all jumpy. Melissa was telling me she went to buy toilet paper the other day. They were out of toilet paper. People had bought up all the toilet paper. I'm going, really? The apocalypse is coming and people want to make sure they can wipe their butts. She said toilet paper and something else. I can't remember the other thing, but one was toilet paper. I'm not kidding. Maybe you guys are experiencing that too. All right. They said it was a public health crisis so bad that the James Bond movie, No Time to Die, was not going to happen. MGM and Universal Bond producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli made the following announcement on Twitter. After careful consideration and thorough evaluation of the global theatrical marketplace, the release of No Time to Die will be postponed until November of this year. They want to make sure that their movie does not promote the spread of the coronavirus. Hollywood doing its part to make sure that it gives back to America, because we could all die in those theaters if we release No Time to Die right now. We can't do it. Maybe it has to do with production costs, distribution, they weren't getting good feedback. I don't know. Or maybe they really do care, right? Hollywood cares. Hollywood's showing, we care about you little people. Yeah. We don't want you going to see the world's most sexy spy, and then you die. You go home and you die of the coronavirus. The official premiere of the film, 52-year-old Daniel Craig's swan song, is 007, was set for March 31st at the Royal Albert Hall, with a U.S. release date set for April the 10th. The film's China release date was previously scrapped in mid-February. Yeah. It is by no means easy to say this, they write. The release of No Time to Die should be postponed. It's time to put the public health above marketing release schedules and the cost of canceling publicity events. It's just a movie. Yeah. Hollywood wanting us to believe that they really care. Let me tell you, I don't know the backstory, but I believe that the backstory for this deal has something to do with their inability to, I don't know. I would probably go see it. I don't know. I'm kind of a James Bond fan. I'm a Roger Craig James Bond fan. They said, it's not the only time they said an event stalled because of a coronavirus. Variety reported that Disney's Mulan and Pixar's Onward could also experience delayed international releases. Yeah, all for the safety of people. Okay. Well, we will see. We got a lot to talk about today. A lot of people dropped out of the race. The race for the Democrats' ultimate loser is on. Here's what I told you guys early on. I said this. Whoever faces Donald Trump this time around, their political career is over. They have to pick this person carefully because their career is ended. You're not getting it. This isn't a beginning. This is a deal breaker for whoever it is. And looks like it's going to be Biden. But we'll talk about it when we get back. Glad you guys are here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Elizabeth Warren says sexism is the reason she didn't get elected. She's right. Sexism is the reason she didn't get elected. She is so caught up on feminism that she alienated half of the people that could have possibly voted for her. She eliminated most men. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. It is sexism. See, you can openly practice feminism, but don't you dare practice manism. What was it, mannerism? You can't practice mannerism, but you can practice feminism all day long and twice on Sundays. But don't even think about standing up for the rights of guys, standing up for the rights of fathers in dealing with their children or in the choice around abortion and things like that. Don't you dare. It's her right to choose, right? If she wants to keep the baby, you get the debt. You get the if she just, I mean, I'm just telling you the way it is as a guy. If she aborts it, you have no say in it. If she keeps it, it's your debt to keep. But the Democrats go, no, you shouldn't have any say at all. If a woman decides to abort a baby, you, that's your child, you have no choice. if she decides, I'm going to raise this baby till he's 18 and you're going to pay 50 grand a month or whatever it is, you have no choice. Who are you, just a stinky old dude? So, yes, sexism is the reason Elizabeth Warren did not get her what she was supposed to get. She was supposed to win, right? She's a winner. The woman who bragged about never having lost an election has lost an election. She made the announcement the other day. She's lost the election. She can no longer say that. If she runs again, she can't say that. The woman who's always been in an election that she knew she could win bragged about having never lost an election. A woman who jumped from nothing to senator has bragged about never losing an election. Has she run for school board? Did she run for state rep? Did she run for state senate? Did she run for AG, governor, provost, whatever? Nope. She had everything handed to her. Why? Because she's a vapid leftist who stole identity, got her way, rose up with stolen identity, and, you know, we are where we are. She says it's because she's a woman. Well, let me see. Last time I checked, a woman got farther than Liz did. So, and by the way, if it is feminist, you know, that did it, or sexism or whatever, because she's a feminist, who's to blame? It wasn't Republicans. Her other counterpart, Amy Klobuchar, she bragged as well about never having lost an election. These are the two feminists. And we're the only two people on this stage who have won every election, who've won all the elections we've been a part of. Ooh, I am woman, hear me roar. But they're losers now, both of them. Flat out losers. Not to a billionaire Republican, folks. No, 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 no. But to a brain dead moron and a communist. Both too old to be considered viable candidates in the real world. Well past their expiration date. You open that can up and you're going to go, oh! That's who they lost to. They didn't lose to, you know, virile, youthful guys or whatever. You know, this is a man's world. It's a man's world. No, they didn't lose to young, studly, well, somewhat studly, Buttigieg. They lost to old, white, rich, leftist men. Yeah. So now Warren complains there's a conspiracy against the women. Perhaps there is. Maybe Democrats don't want a woman president. Or maybe Democrats just don't want one of those women. Nasty women. That's what Elizabeth Warren said of herself. She called herself a nasty woman. She said she was proud to be a nasty woman. This was when the feminist movement was attacking Donald Trump. Why were they attacking Donald Trump? Well, because of what Harvey Weinstein did. I know. Crazy logic, right? You're saying, Kevin, that don't make no kind of sense, black man. Exactly. It doesn't have to when you're dealing with leftists. It doesn't make any sense at all. But Donald Trump is responsible for all the ills that have happened to women. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump dared tell the truth about certain types of women, nasty women. Women who will allow themselves to be grabbed by the wonk wonk, as Donald Trump implied. During the Billy Bush tapes, right? The tapes that were going to bring him down. It was going to bring him down because women were not going to be objectified. Women are not going to let just people just walk up and grab them by the such and such and do whatever they do. And Donald Trump, don't you dare say that, because that is the truth. Oh, yeah. That is the truth. Because here's what Donald Trump, the billionaire, told everybody in the world. When you have money and or power, women will let you grab them by the wonk wonk, and they will enjoy it. There are names for them. I talked about it the other day, so no need to rehash it. Skanks! No. Every woman who is with a billionaire or some powerful man and lets that man sort of have their way with them is not a skank. Some of them just want to be trophy wives. Some of them just want to be around these people because they know it raises their stock. And that's why they do it. So, here's the thing. Donald Trump told the truth, but they thought they could use it against him. They thought it's time for a woman. He didn't beat that woman. We'll get him this time, said these two women who have never lost a race. And now they have. But Klobuchar, that's a different one there. That's a different story. Maybe she doesn't blame sexism on her departure. She seems to be taking it quite well. This is just an observation on behalf of Kevin Jackson of The Kevin Jackson Show. My producers, we were talking about this. It was brought up to me that maybe Amy Klobuchar doesn't feel like she's getting the shaft. Pardon the pun. Because she was quick to roll over and let Team Biden grab her by the... Well, you know, when she decided she was going to drop out of the race. See, Klobuchar didn't come out and go, you know, it was really unfair the way I was treated. And, you know, and every time I was up on that stage, they were looking at me the way a man should not look at a woman. You know, blah, blah, blah. No, she's not blaming feminism. She's not blaming racism. She's not blaming sexism or whatever isms. Nope. Amy just said, I am proud to stand up here and endorse my brain-dead, creepy Joe Biden, who, by the way, is still creepy, and he creeps up behind women, and he loves to smell their hair, and grab them by the shoulders, and sort of intimidate them, where they're like, oh, I'm really scared right now. Liz better have a conversation with Amy, because Amy doesn't seem to care that she's endorsing that sexual predator. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touring the damage in Tennessee after the damage by the tornadoes earlier this week. The president says he may go to the CDC in Atlanta to check on the status of the coronavirus outbreak.
They thought there was a problem at CDC with somebody that had the virus. It turned out negative, so we're seeing if we can do it.
Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow is trying to calm the turbulent financial markets.
We don't know what the magnitude of the economy might be in terms of a slowdown. We don't actually know what the magnitude of the virus is going to be, although, frankly, so far it looks relatively contained.
Kudlow also telling CNBC that the U.S. economy looks sound and that no one should panic over the economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden promised to help our community. It was a lie. Here's President Obama.
Plantation politics. Black people in the worst job.
That voice is former President Obama reading someone else's quote in his audiobook. In this political ad, it misleadingly suggests that Obama's criticizing former Vice President Joe Biden for taking advantage of African Americans. Obama's asking TV stations in South Carolina to take the ad off the air. Colorado's Ted Harvey is the man responsible for the ad. He told me on the phone, "Oh, that's too bad. It's not misleading." Harvey's Committee to Defend the President, President Trump, was created while he was a state senator in 2013. It was originally called the Stop Hillary Political Action Committee.
So Obama wants that ad down because he's now backed into a corner, Barack Obama, that is, and he's got to endorse Joe Biden, the guy that he didn't want to endorse. Yeah, guy that let me tell you, Barack Obama went as long as he possibly could without making an endorsement. And still, technically, he can't, right? They're waiting for Bernie to get out. Yep. Unbelievable where they are. I would not want to be a Democrat. I'm having a conversation with a buddy of mine. And it's funny because different people make different observations, and you're like, whoa, man, I hadn't thought about that or that. You know, it gives you an iteration of something that you thought about. How many people, just think about all the negative things said about Biden by all the other people, and things that are not going to be, they're not going to live this stuff down. Joe Biden, there's a commercial where they went after Biden because he's just a liar. Did we play that the other day? He's a liar. Biden just lying? He's lying about his record? I literally say we are going to create an educational vehicle that just shows how Joe Biden knows everything. I sponsored that legislation. I wrote that legislation. I just said I want to take all the different debates, and every time somebody finished, I did that. I wrote that. I authored that. I co-sponsored that. Everything that's happened. Joe Biden, how do you even, I mean, why are we even on earth when we have a Joe Biden? I was at a Ross Perot Senior's museum in Dallas. I got to tell you, what? There is a special place in heaven for Ross Perot Senior. I'm not kidding. His son was telling me, he says, Kevin, my dad got up one day and they made a news story where he saw a ship and they said the ship had not been to port in 6 months. And his dad, who was in the Navy, said, that's crazy. You know, that's too long for a sailor to be out to sea. They need to be in, you know, but they couldn't go to shore because it was a wartime situation or something. So Ross Perot Sr. got the USO girls, the people who perform, and at his expense, he flew them to this area where all the ships were. And the girls would go onto the ships and do their shows to boost morale for the guys who couldn't get to port. That's what he did. His son told me the submarines when they came up to, you know, to do whatever they do, they would come up and the girls would go on the submarines, do the shows, and they would go back down. It was that big of a deal. But his father, knowing what it was like to be on a ship, knowing the morale of the ship, made a few phone calls and said, I'm going to fly these women, you know, to do these shows as a morale booster. Now somebody, oh, Kevin, it's for women, and why didn't you fly men? Look, I'm not getting into that. My point is, he said, I'm going to do something for what at the time was a mostly male military group. So he flew in the people that did all the pardon me, boy, you know, the Chattanooga choo choo, whatever. But he flew them in at his expense. And he said, get them from place to place and send me the bill. And that's what he did. He says, he went on to tell me, he says, Kevin, when it got to the point where if you were a veteran and you got your leg blown off or whatever, you write to my dad. He said he got his medical network in place. If he saw your prosthetic, he'd go, that's not a good shoe. He goes, we have a guy that can make a shoe, and he makes a really good shoe, and you need that shoe. And he would send the guy over and they'd send the bill to me. You got to go through this guy's museum. The level of dedication of the military to him. You know what Ross Jr. told me? He says, Kevin, until my dad made a big stink about the military, the POWs in Vietnam, they were treated like crap. Most of them had died. He said, when my dad let everybody know we're going to get these Vietnam vets and we're going to show people that we care about them, he says that the vet, they reunited. There was a picture of them all reunited on their ranch. And he said to me that those guys said, we are alive because of your father. The Vietnamese started giving him medical treatment and all that because they found out they cared about him in the United States. So they became bargaining chips and they said, you know what? We will no longer treat him as dirt. We'll treat him with, you know, we're going to feed him. We're going to make sure that they are well cared for. And the guy said, point blank, until that occurred, We were treated like dirt. We were going to die. He goes, I would be dead. And then ultimately, they got him back. Ross Perot, when his employees at EDS were kidnapped in Iran, he got special forces guys together. They planned their own clandestine raid. And through all of his back channels and things that he knew with the military and his ability to do things with the president, he got his guys to go in and rescue his hostages. And I told Ross Perot Jr., that was the moment when I said to myself, I would do anything for your dad. If I worked for Perot Systems or EDS, you would have my loyalty for life. If I knew that you were going to come get me no matter what, he told me, he says, Kevin, my dad wasn't going to run for president. He goes, it was a Larry King interview, and he says, and he showed it to me. He says, here's the interview they got. This is in the museum. He says, here's the interview where my dad said, you know, I'll run if they do this. And Ross Perot Jr., Ross Perot said, if people in all 50 states want me to run, you got to get me on the ballot. I'm not doing that work. You put in the legwork, and I'll run. And he says, Ross Jr. says, he called his dad, and he says, Dad, are you really going to run? He goes, they're not going to do it. They're not going to put me on all the ballots. He was on all 50 ballots. Changed the course of history. Became my hero. And when I tell you, I went through that museum, I've got a good choice in heroes. This guy's helped more people. And his son said, Kevin, my dad got up every single day asking what more could he do for mankind. Every single day. What an amazing fella. And then I look at Joe Biden, a guy who's done nothing with his life. He is a liar across the board. Everything he does, he's a liar. He's a liar about his career, his accomplishments, everything. It's all paper, prefabricated. And then I walk through a museum where people are sending thank you letters after thank you letters after you saved my life, you got me back, you did this, you did that. It was an absolute eye-opening thing to see. And I'm so blessed that I was allowed to see it, that I was allowed to go in there. And then I got to come back to the real world, the world where people idolize the Barack Obamas. Barack Obama hasn't helped enough people. On your hands and feet, you've helped more. If you've helped more people on your hands and feet, you've helped more people than Barack Obama. It was the same with his Senate record. Oh, they'll tell you, oh, Barack Obama, he was so transformational. He was this. A whole group of black kids. Let me tell you something. A whole group of black kids have the distorted idea of what a hero is. I walked through the museum of a hero. Ross Perot Sr. I was toured by that hero's son, a man who I greatly admire as well, Ross Perot Jr., who invited me to come see his. He knows how big of a fan I was. He told me, he says, Kevin, when you go into this room, this is your room, my dad, where my dad ran for his office. And he showed me the Saturday Night Live skit where Dana Carvey played his dad. And it was hysterical. Oh, my gosh. Real life heroes, folks. 8 years under Obama. Why didn't Biden fix things then? He had his chance. But now he can fix everything in America. Remember all the things Obama was supposed to fix? Healthcare? Race relations? Then he tasked Joe Biden to fix cancer. The man whose son died of brain cancer. If Biden had any motivation to go after cancer, your son dying, that would be it. But he did nothing with cancer. The dude is useless. And when we get back, I'm going to explain to you how useless he is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was going to talk a little bit more about Biden. I'm going to wait until the next hour. Schumer has threatened the Supreme Court judges. We'll get to that as well. Pretty amazing. But I want to follow up on something that I talked about the other day, which is President Trump and how well he's doing, how well he did. And I don't do this to help you guys to feel better about things. I do this because I really believe that it's a way for you to analyze and have just more data. I think it's my responsibility on the Kevin Jackson Show, and as the namesake of the show, that would be Kevin Jackson, to give you enough information so you can then say, huh, I hadn't thought about it that way, or it bolsters what you think or whatever. If I didn't think Trump was winning or capable of winning in a landslide, I would tell you. I've given you Vegas odds. I've given you polling about in every different special interest group that says Donald Trump's going to win, and I could go on. And I don't do it because I'm trying. If he were losing, if I felt like he were losing, even my own finger to the pulse of the nation, I would tell you. I don't believe he is. And that's why I'm telling you about what I'm telling you. I was asked by a friend of mine. He says, Kevin, what do you think about down ticket? You think Donald Trump's going to be able to bring the House? I said, I think the Trump campaign can be laser focused and surgical in what they go after, because Donald Trump is from a broad perspective, the 30,000 foot level, has brought more people into the Republican Party from all of those different groups that I just mentioned or alluded to: blacks, Latinos, women with educations, black women, young black men. I mean, as I said, blacks in general, even Asians, moderates, whatever group that did not vote for Trump. Whatever group that was heavily slanted to the left, Donald Trump brought anywhere from 2% to probably 10% of those people over to the right. And I don't even think 10% is the right max to put on that. I think moderates have come over easily in bigger double-digit numbers. But I gave you some numbers before, and here's what somebody else wrote about this. I think it was Kaylee McEnany. And she wrote, while some of the media spend much of Super Tuesday reveling in Joe Biden's awakening from his political death, they entirely miss the untold story of Super Tuesday, President Trump's record-breaking vote counts and turnout. I didn't miss it because I don't miss the obvious thing is the hoopla of Joe Biden. And I'm going, yeah, there is a lot of hoopla. Congratulations to Joe Biden for doing what should have been easy. That was difficult, so unexpected that the Democrats are like, oh my God, what do we do now? I guess we got to really make Joe Biden a front runner. And oh, by the way, no surprise here, they were all anti-Bernie. If it had been Elizabeth Warren that was, you know, surging, it would be a completely different race. But they can't stand that communist running. The powers that be, the Jim Carvels and others, the Hillary Clintons, are saying, we can't let this guy hijack our party. Too late. Bernie's got a big piece of that action over there. Will it be a brokered convention? I think so, unless the Democrats cheat him out of it, and that's probably going to happen. Will it be a contentious convention? 100% guaranteed it will be. 100%. So you have that brewing. But meanwhile, what I said was, who cares what their numbers were? I got curious and said, I mean, honestly, before I saw any articles, I was like, I wonder how the president did versus other people when he runs unopposed, versus people in general when they're in a primary. Kaylee McEnany, she lays it out. Despite being an uncontested incumbent, President Trump managed to break several turnout and count records in blue states and key swing states. In Vermont, in Minnesota, Trump's vote totals beat every past incumbent's totals in the last 4 decades. In Maine, the president's vote total bested every primary candidate's totals since before Ronald Reagan. In Massachusetts, the story was similar, with Trump aggregating a higher total than past incumbent Republicans since before Reagan. In deeply blue California, with 82% of precincts reporting, President Trump had collected 1.4 million votes. It ended up being almost 2 million votes. Or no, that was Texas. But it was well over 1.5 million. Big, big numbers. Turnout numbers similarly showcased the enthusiasm of Republican voters. In Colorado, for example, Republican turnout for Trump on Tuesday was greater than the past 3 Republican primaries combined. See, this is what I don't need to make stuff up to make you feel good about Donald Trump. Three past primaries combined in the purple leaning blue state of Colorado does not bode well for the Democrats in Colorado. They can soft shoe this any way they want. They can, you know, go Joe Biden, woo-hoo-hoo, or Bernie Sanders. I don't know who won Colorado. Don't know, don't care. They said, she writes, the evident enthusiasm for Trump was made clear in red states, in swing states, even in blue states Tuesday evening, indicating that the Republican Party is more unified than ever and is growing in numbers. Look, I don't mind being wrong about some things. Joe Biden. I said Joe Biden wouldn't be the Democrats' pick. I was close. I was close. But there's a part of me that goes, I hope he is. I hope he is because they gave us all the head-to-head matchups. Joe Biden will beat Donald Trump by 16 points. They said the same thing about Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump didn't even have a track record. Joe Biden isn't filling stadiums. They claim Bernie Sanders can. Do you believe it? I guess. 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 maybe? Oh, no, Bernie's got 30,000. Then why isn't he the choice? You know what's going to happen with the Bernie bros and the people that are Bernie or bust. You know you're going to lose that demographic. Why are you still shoehorning in Biden? You get what I'm saying? Oh, we'll heal ourselves. We'll make it work. They'll come to their senses. No, they're not. So you got another horrible candidate that you've convinced yourself is the best candidate because he's a, quote, moderate. What's moderate about Biden? Says he's going to get rid of guns. He's pro-abortion. I mean, what's moderate about him? Where does he compromise? Other than this idea that he's a reasonable guy that'll listen to you before, you know, he tells you to go buy a shotgun or whatever. Now, there's nothing reasonable about Biden. There's nothing moderate about him. They want you to believe it. Let me ask you this. Do you think that any of the people who were solidly for Trump, and I've given you some of the numbers, do you think they're going to switch and vote for Biden? Do you think that, oh, Joe Biden's in it. Oh, now I don't have to stick with that evil guy that gives people nicknames. Or do you think that they have seen enough of Trump's track record to say, you know what? I'm not rocking the boat. This guy knows what he's talking about. This guy knows what he's doing. I like my job. I like job mobility. I like feeling good that I'm going to have a paycheck for a while. I like that he's brought jobs back to my family members. I like that my 401k is doing pretty well. I like seeing the stock market rise. I like watching our GDP go up. I like watching the productivity of America increase. I like watching our standing in the world increase on every indicator. I like that we're not entering new wars. We're getting out of wars and nah. You know? They got a lot to feel good about. Because guess what? Donald Trump delivered. And the vote totals that I've been going through, we're not going to get through all of them, so I'll do some in the next hour, but the vote totals are telling a story. The Democrats are slugging it out. They got every group is bringing in their voters. And Donald Trump is beating those numbers. And I gave you some numbers yesterday that were shocking. Trump's numbers versus Obama when he was coming up for re-election in the next year. People were still trying to be excited about Obama. But they're not having to try to be excited about Donald Trump. They are excited about him. And those numbers are reflected. Everything I just told you. Colorado, 3 times more than the previous primaries. 3 times more people came out to support this man. I made the prediction. I'll tell you again. Donald Trump is going to get 70 million Americans to vote for him. That number is, Obama would die to get anywhere close to that level of popularity.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.